hear me all right? This will be a little bit difficult for me also because I was very close to Patty. In fact, when I first started my ministry in St. Louis, Missouri, she was in direct, very, very important part of that in helping it. And they've become very, very close friends of ours. So they say these kinds of events are celebrations. Some groups say that. Some people say that it's time for mourning horrible loss. So we're given two different entire perspectives. One, there's all this blessing, the memories of all of the wonderful things that we got to experience with this person in our lifetime and so forth. And then, of course, the suffering aspect of it, the great loss. How much we're going to lose not having them in our lives anymore. Both of these are very painful. Even if we remember everything that was fantastic, there's still a pain involved in that. We say, we're going to celebrate the person's wonderful life. And as much as I know of Patty, which is probably not as much as a lot of you here, she's one of those ones that would blaze her own trail. And sure, we can celebrate that. But that celebration still tinged with this painful aspect. And if we just have lots of grief, in a strange way, that's also perfumed with some of the blessing. Because we're in pain, because we realize how precious or important that person was to us. So I could give you some kind of Buddhist antidotes. I'm Buddhist, for those of you that don't know. That's why the funny clothes. But I don't connect with those myself in this kind of situation. And I'm going to just assume all of you are more intelligent than that also. So I'm not going to patronize you with some kind of funny little quotes or anecdotes. But there is something that we should think about. Whether our spiritual background is Eastern, Western, Judeo-Christian, or whatever other kinds of schools of thoughts, all of us can pretty much agree that this isn't the actual end. And I'm not going to help you decide what happens after. That's not actually my job as a Buddhist priest. We don't do that. The only thing, and this comes from someone far greater than me, the only thing that we can say is whatever happens after this, it's not going to be much different than this. What does that mean? How we experience the world is through sight, is through sound, is through smell, taste, touch. It's going to be the same. If there is something else, it's going to be just like that. We're still going to have to experience somehow, and there's got to be something to do it. So we are just in a continuous cycle. every time you're going to have a memory of this wonderful person. For me, I believe Patty was a very wonderful person. In my personal experience, she definitely was. What arises in my mind is not limited by time. It's not limited by space. It's not limited by any physics. The mind is open to total potential. Any moment I want to relive with her is completely shared. Why do I say that? Because she's not limited now the way we are limited. We think the only thing we can experience is through eyes and ears and nose. We're also a little stuck on believing that what we think is all there is. But our consciousness is way, way bigger than that. I mean, Christ even said himself, you're not limited to this little tiny realm. In fact, anything you do here is going to affect a realm way higher than this. Whatever you do on this earth is going to happen up in this heaven too. So if we choose to connect in our minds with Patty, don't you think that also connects with her there? She's now the one unlimited. She's the one now free to interact with us in a way that we were never able to before. We just misunderstand. So that doesn't, I'm not trying to tell you that this is something to celebrate or something to mourn. I'm still not doing that, and I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. But what I am saying as quote-unquote survivors, or whatever you want to call us, this is what we are able to do here. Sure, we're not going to get to interact with her in the same way that we did before, but that's a very small way of thinking. That's a very small way to think. How many of you in here, and if you don't want to show your hands, that's fine, but how many of you have a beautiful personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Yes. Is he here like this right now? Like your neighbor sitting next to you? Or is your relationship far greater than that? Well, if she's interacting with him, why wouldn't you have that same kind of relationship? Christ himself says, you and I are not different. Not different at all. When this contraption we call a body goes, we become liberated. What we've done with our consciousness up to the time that this goes is what's going to affect our liberation. We're liberated out of the body. That liberation can lead us into something very, very negative if we've spent our time in negativity in our minds, because what we think we become, that's a quote from Shakyamuni Buddha, what you think you become. Christ says the same thing. If you think like an adulterer, you're an adulterer. But you think like a saint, you're a saint, because you will become what you think. Want to move this mountain? Faith. What is the faith? It's your thinking. When you decide, I'm not going to be limited to the idea that I cannot move a mountain, then they're afraid to move mountains. So your relationship doesn't end just because a person's physical form ends. And to think that, well, I would rather have it like this, that's very small thinking. Yeah, I mean, I know it's painful. I definitely know it's painful. But here's what I want to tell you. Patty did a tremendous amount of work with this thing, with her consciousness and her mind. So being liberated out of the body, I have zero doubt that she is in the very best opportunity now, the very best of conditions. Which is exactly why I'm telling you, your loss is only a small physical one. But what you've gained is far greater, because now your ability to interact is greater than has ever been before. If that's not true, Christ would not have demonstrated what he demonstrated. He would have stayed in the physical body and be 2,000 years old still walking around with this if that would have been better. Because that would have been in his power to do so. But that's not at all what he chose. And in fact, as far as I know, is one of the very few people to ever come back and go, stop that. That thing, this thing that I was carrying around that you got so attached to, was limiting. I think whatever Patty had in mind, her big goals and dreams, she's now actually going to be able to accomplish. Whatever ways that I've wanted to interact with her, conversations I still want to have with her, now we can have those without having to worry about my minutes or if I have good reception or if I have enough for a plane ticket to go see her. Now to just be open dialogue at any time. All of you have that. Regardless of what religion you follow, you all have that connection. I mean, those that follow the Catholic Church really should know this, because we've got a lot of saints that we can communicate with. We're not limited at all. And we should be very careful that we somehow think that the person sitting next to us, the person that we are here to talk about today, are somehow lesser than them. As far as I know, our place in this whole system of all creation is right up at the highest. There's only one power that sits above us. That makes us vice presidents, right? Don't allow your mind or your emotions to limit Patty. Don't even allow your memories to do that. Because she's greater than even the memories. Because all of us have to admit, Rick probably has maybe the most memory of knowing her, but she was greater than whatever we were even able to experience while she was here. Because we still had to put up with whatever kind of weird oddities that her personality had. We still had to put up with her wanting to blaze her own trail and not listen to whoever it is that's trying to tell her otherwise. Mood swings, all of that, right? We all have them. She obviously is not free from those either while she was here. So our memories are kind of small and limiting. Just realize how great the opportunity of whatever she was manifesting here. We got to engage in that for however long. And so now I encourage you, continue your relationship. It's not over. It's not gone. Keep going. You have a long, long time left. Plenty of time for lots of tea. Yeah, or a beer. She's down with those too. So I just want to say I'm very honored to have been able to be invited and come to this. She was a really wonderful, wonderful person. I was not her primary teacher. And on one hand, I'm really glad I wasn't, because that allowed us to really be great friends. I am sorry for what you're going to feel or have been feeling, but I'm also confident that you're going to grow, and you're going to grow with her, and that relationship's going to keep deepening.